This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Noida to inaugurate the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2025 at Greater Noida and also address the gathering on the occasion. It will highlight the state's diverse craft traditions, modern industries, robust MSMEs and emerging enterprises on a single platform. The trade show will be held till 29th of this month. Later, the Prime Minister will visit Rajasthan and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,100 crore rupees. He will also address a public function at Banswara this afternoon. Mr. Modi will also interact with PM Kusum beneficiaries. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Anushakti Vidyut Nigam Limited's Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project. We have a report.
The Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project will be the second nuclear power project in the state, providing a significant boost to electricity generation in Rajasthan. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several green energy projects, which will subsequently enhance the nation's clean energy capacity. Various water resource projects will ensure a reliable water supply for thousands of villages and several towns, while also providing adequate water for irrigation to farmers. In addition, infrastructure and highway development projects will promote smoother and safer transportation. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Banswara.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today felicitated sanitation workers as part of the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign at Army Headquarters in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Singh said that the way Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has reached every person in the country in the form of a revolution is amazing. He added that the nation is celebrating Swachhata Divas today as part of that revolution. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister and BJP President JP Nadda joined the Swachhata Hi Seva 2025 campaign in New Delhi. Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the third phase of the centrally sponsored scheme to add 5,023 MBBS seats and 5,000 PG seats in existing government medical colleges and institutes at a cost of 15,034 crore rupees over the next 3 years. This initiative will significantly augment undergraduate medical capacity, increase the availability of specialist doctors by creating additional postgraduate seats, and enable the introduction of new specialties across government medical institutions. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the central government has been actively engaged with the apex body, the Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance, on the demand of Sonam Wangchuk related to Sikh schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that a series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the high-powered committee as well as subcommittee, and multiple informal meetings with leaders. The ministry also requested the people not to circulate the old and provocative videos in the media and on social media. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan honoured Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, he said that Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay led a life of profound thought and utter simplicity. The Vice President said that his life was a testament to Ekatma Manavvad. He was a true servant of Bharat. The Indian benchmark equity indices opened marginally lower today amid persistent volatility, and mixed global cues continued to weigh on investor confidence. The Sensex was down 91 points or 0.11% to trade at 81,807, while Nifty was down 24 points or 0.096% at 25,081 when reports last came in. The US markets ended in the red zone overnight as Nasdaq dipped 0.34%, the S&P 500 dropped 0.28%, and the Dow lost 0.37% in the last trading session. Most of the Asian markets were trading in the green during the morning session. In cricket, today Bangladesh will lock horns with Pakistan in another Super 4 clash in Dubai, 8 p.m. The result of this match will decide the next finalist of India. India stormed into the final of Asia Cup 2025, beating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the Super 4s at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.